This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Raj.
And Audrey Raj.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock. We are asking you that question, when does sharing become oversharing? And will you be my hashtag content? Let us know if you'd like to by sharing on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. I understand the irony of this whole situation, but, you know, join the conversation. We do have one more story left for today's show, all about the invisibles. And what are they, Arvind?
Yeah, so since we're talking about, like, never-ending content and people who are, like, chronic attention seekers and, like, fame cravers, I thought it'd be interesting to look at people on the other end of the spectrum and see how they are doing. There's this piece from Salon that was done all the way back in 2014, so it's, what, 6 years ago now, about a class of people that the author calls invisibles. These are highly skilled professionals whose work is essential to whatever enterprise or industry they are part of, but they go unnoticed by the public. It's a very interesting article that explores what it means to be unseen in a culture that craves likes and followers and, like we said, like YouTube subscribers and recognition. And it actually makes more sense today than it did back in 2014. The article also mentions self-help and business gurus and how they are shaping the need-to-be-famous culture, because every marketing guru and business consultant is all about, you know, like making a brand for yourself, creating your branded image. And
personal
and
branding, yeah.
Personal branding. Gary Vee, we talk about a lot. Like, he does that.
He's a big proponent of that. If you're not posting 10 times a day, you're doing something wrong.
Like, what are you doing? Why are you not capitalizing on Instagram or whatever?
Of course, in that one sentence, he would have inserted 5 F-words.
For sure. Yeah. But the author says that that's not how it works for these invisibles, because normally these are leaders who prefer to be recognized as a unit. They are well paid and they are normally behind multi-million or multi-billion dollar companies. The question is, how did they get there without anyone knowing or caring about who they were or their names or what they do? And that's that's where the interesting bit is, because the person who wrote this article is David Zweig, and he used to be a fact checker for a magazine. And he says that if he did his job right, no one would know who he is. It's only when he has messed up that people go, don't you have a fact checker? So his job literally depends on people not knowing who he is. That's his KPI. If anyone wants to know his name, it means that he has messed up. That's he has missed his mark somewhere. David wanted to find more people like him, these invisibles. So he traveled the world to Europe and Asia and all the other continents. Some of the people he met were this elite interpreter at the United Nations, a perfumer behind some of the world's best-selling fragrances, a chief guitar technician for a legendary rock band, and a structural engineer for many of the tallest buildings around the world. And he says that for nearly all of them, the better they do their jobs, the more they disappear into them. He also found that all of them shared these similar mindsets, which is a sort of like no caringness towards like fame. You know, they didn't care about fame or popularity. It's not that they were against it. It's just that they didn't care about it at all.
Right. It's not a motivating factor.
There's also a meticulousness. Then there's a savoring for responsibility or off responsibility. And there's so much more. There's all sorts of stuff about, like, you know, psychological perspective and why that it works for these people. But ultimately, it says that these invisibles also have a high level of job satisfaction, because their success doesn't depend on anyone else's recognition. It solely depends on how good they are at their craft, which also allows them to focus on their work instead of wondering if other people know who they are. And one thing that the article makes clear is that invisibles don't offer a formula for happiness. Instead, they embody this ancient Greek philosophy called eudaimonia, which roughly translates as the rich life. So they recognize that the most intense rewards come from within, by reveling in challenges and taking immense pride in a job well done.
Complete reverse of what everybody's thinking.
Of what we've been talking about for the last, 45 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, because, like, you think of some influencers out there who don't really have the follower count. They have bots and it's not organic or natural followers, right? And what they're trying to do is just trying to look like they're all that when trying to grow their profile. And you have these people here who don't crave acknowledgement or recognition of any sort, but take pride in just their content, what they do.
I mean, something like a perfumer, you know.
Yeah.
That's a fabulous job, you know, and I suspect there's very few of them in the world that are like at the very, very top of their game. And I suspect that the reason that they are so good is because they are so meticulous and people go to them because they've just spent all of this time perfecting that craft. Mm-hmm. And you can only go to two or three of these people around the world to get something very, very specific.
It's like, it's also like, and the article actually mentions that because it says, you know, one of our like heightened senses is the sense of smell. When we get a scent of something, and then we associate that with like memory, and we associate that with people, but we never think about who came up with that scent in the first place. Mm. Like who actually, you know, made that fragrance that we associate with so many other things in our life. So if you think about it that way, it doesn't jive with what we are talking about or the culture that we have been talking about today and what people, you know, strive to be. Like you said, like so many people want to be YouTubers because that's their goal in life. But these people do some of the most important jobs in the world and they are like behind the scenes. Like you'll never know who they are. And, you know, till the day they die, you will never recognize them as the people behind your favorite things. Mm.
Just playing devil's advocate. You also don't want people to know your name if you've got this really... like important, like critical role, like you're a structural engineer.
Yep.
And if something goes wrong, you also don't want people to know what your name is.
Right? If something goes wrong, then you didn't do your job well. So you know, then people know your name.
It's funny this, actually, because I was in a cab coming to work the other day and the driver of the cab was a elderly gentleman and he was listening to music that sounded kind of familiar, and it was... instrumental music, right? Mm. I think I've heard this somewhere before.
It's not Kenny G.
It wasn't Kenny G, no. but it was nice. It was pleasant music. Yep, yep. And I ended up Shazamming it to find out who it was. And it turns out it was this Japanese musician. I forget his name right now. But further Googling and Wikipedia, and I'd never heard of this guy. Mm. And yet he's... living on this enormous ranch in the US because he sells out every single concert that he performs at. Multi-Grammy award-winning, multi-award-winning this, and I'm like, who is this guy, you know?
Yeah.
But you then go and listen to his music, and he has this incredible following that has been around since the late 60s, early 70s, and just does very, very well off this music. Mm-hmm. And yet I had no idea who he was. And I'm somebody who follows a lot of music, you know.
Isn't that also the case for like actors? Because I was thinking like you can't be unrecognized if you are, you know, in the public space. Like if you're an actor, you're a celebrity, then obviously people are going to know who you are. Mm. But we've seen time and time again the actors who sort of disappear for months or years and then suddenly pop up when their movie's out. They do the rounds, do the publicity thing, and then again they disappear to some island somewhere.
Yeah.
And normally those are the people who have the better lives.
Yeah.
The ones who are always in front of the camera usually end up on TMZ. Yes. I'm not saying all of them, but you know, that's always the case, right? It's the ones who disappear, who you go, yeah, you know, he's leading some normal life somewhere and, you know, on a private island or whatever, and they're fine.
Okay, on that note, let's wrap up. Of course, the conversation today has revolved around content or lack of content, invisible people, hashtag content, will you be my content? When is sharing or when does sharing become oversharing? That's what we've been talking about.
And then, of course, that story about the YouTuber who faked his girlfriend's death for views. Now they're having a very public breakup, but we're not sure if that's for more views and subscribers.
And also a heightened subscriber count. Mm. Then we spoke about how about invisibles and how they prove fame seekers and attention cravers wrong.
Don't go anywhere, though. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, making a stellar debut on the ACE market for its listening, electric switchboard and switchgear manufacturer Powerwell Berhad said it intends to use the proceeds from the IPO to support its business strategies by enhancing its product range, growing its market share, and streamlining its operational. Executive Director Ricky Lee came on the Breakfast Grill to tell them exactly how he plans to do that and the industry sentiment for 2020. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Audrey Raj. And of course, our producer of the day, Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
If you missed any part of the show, go and download it where you normally do. Of course, we are on Spotify as well. You've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.